The World Health Organization has just published its first ever report on suicide prevention, and the statistics are very shocking. Across the globe, someone ends their life every 40 seconds. That's around 800,000 people every year. But just 28 countries have any sort of strategy aimed at preventing suicide. And the WHO calls for governments, health services and even schools to give a far greater priority to suicide prevention. One British mental health campaigner, Johnny Benjamin, has direct personal experience of the anguish caused by suicidal depression.
I began experiencing severe depression when I was 16, 17, and that's when I also started to have suicidal thoughts and feelings. Those carried on for a few years. I went to jump off a bridge, and I was stopped by a passerby that talked me out of what I was about to do. And then 6 years later, on from that, I launched a campaign to try and find him. It was called the Find Mike campaign, although Mike wasn't his real name. But we called it the Find Mike campaign. It was massive on social media.
Well, thank goodness he was there for you when you needed him, but presumably you would like not just the UK government but all governments to have a slightly more organised approach to helping people when they get to the point you reached.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, suicide prevention has never really been a priority for governments, it seems. Every 40 seconds someone takes a life. And in this country alone, it's 16 people every day that take their lives.
But I want to understand, there are policies in place to help people with depression. Do you think you need something specific for people who go beyond depression into having suicidal thoughts? Is that a separate issue or is it one and the same?
No, I believe that's another issue. I think there needs to be kind of much more public awareness around suicide and how to approach people that may be experiencing suicidal thoughts and feelings. You know, too few of us know how to react when they see someone who may be, you know, at risk of taking their lives or experiencing those thoughts and feelings. And I think there needs to be much more public awareness, much more education in schools as well, because as statistics today have shown, you know, young people are especially at risk of taking their own lives. I think suicide is now the second leading cause of death around the world between 15 and 29-year-olds, which is really shocking.
And before I let you go, can I just ask about your experience of being someone who almost took their life but fortunately didn't? I was reading just yesterday about an American woman who runs a website for suicide survivors. Initially, was it something that you were able to tell friends and family about?
Not initially, no, because there is a sort of embarrassment